Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Play Sports Equipment Drive, benefiting the Urban Youth Academy.
1 o'clock hour, Cody and Gold here on a Monday. Rookie minicamp for the Chiefs just wrapped up a couple minutes ago. We're going to talk a little bit more about Xavier Worthy here in just a bit. But Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is addressing the media as this portion of the offseason is wrapped up.
All right. Good to have the rookies in here. I thought they did a nice job. It was good work, good introduction to these guys. Some of these guys have been traveling all over America, so they haven't done a whole lot of football up until this point. So it was good to get them back in the swing of things, and so they could see, see what kind of pace we go at. Anyways, with that, time's yours.
Andy, what's your first impression of Xavier out
there? Yeah, I thought he did a nice job picking things up and working through. We asked him to do a whole lot of stuff there. He was putting most of the primary spots, so it was good for him to get in there and move around a little bit.
He seemed to be picking up stuff okay so far?
Yeah, sharp kid, yeah.
That's kind of part of what this weekend's about, right? Giving these guys more than they maybe can handle and see what they can do.
Yeah, sure, and then you wait for see how they retain it when they come back. And then things obviously are even a little faster when you get back in here.
It sounds like you had a pretty good visit with Kingsley when he was in here. Because he called you uncle. does it give you a little bit of a different feel for having a guy that shares your background and coming from BYU and everything?
Yeah, well, I know a lot of his family, and he's a local kid there, so it's a close-knit group up there, just in general with BYU, and so I understand that part. But when you're here, then it's work. He knows that, and there's no favoritism. So you get out, and it's equal opportunity for everybody. And I was proud of him how he worked. He came out and worked hard and did a nice job of learning. So, yeah.
What's your connection with BYU now? Val Edwards is gone, obviously. Everybody who was there when you were there is gone. What's your connection with BYU?
Yeah, so I've known Kalani for a number of years. Kalani played there. Uh-huh. And then Tom Homo and I were teammates, and my coach Chad Lewis. These are all the assistant AD, and Lee Johnson I played with and coached. So, I've got that connection. I mean, there are a bunch of other people, so. And I've gone back, back up there. My son was a strength coach up there too. So.
An investment in offensive linemen too, with CJ back there along with Kingsley. Just what have you seen from them, just in your observations, that's impressed you? The tape in college, how does it match up with what you've seen in person?
Yeah, I thought it was good. I'll be curious to see when our other guys get in here. I mean, we're not going live, so I've got to see, and there's no run game. We're not doing that against each other, and you're not going to see that going on. But I liked what I saw from what I saw. It's got to be one of the better offensive line groups, young offensive line groups that we've had in here. It's just collectively.
So. And you say all the time you love being a teacher of football, but it's not every day you're teaching a guy who's never played the sport at any level I'm like, Luis, just how exciting is it to try to get him involved? And obviously this is your first chance really seeing him in a full sort of football context.
Here. Yeah, sure. No, this was good for him, this camp, for that reason, that he got a lot of reps. When the guys are here, he's rotating in with those guys. He didn't get a ton of reps there, but this gave him an opportunity to really jump in and learn. And he's so diligent with everything and wants to be so good at everything. And that's, I've appreciated that. And you can see the progress he's made. You guys saw yesterday with the long run he had so on the screen. So he's a, I thought he was going to dive in the end zone, but other than that, he was good. That's all right. He did good.
Have you ever played rugby, club rugby, when you were younger? You know the game at all?
I've watched it. I haven't played it. No.
His speed kind of jumps off the page at you, but are there little things that he needs to work on, whether because his running style looks a little bit different, holding the ball looks a little different? Are those techniques that he's just going to work on?
Yeah, he's done a good job of working on holding the ball. They do hold a little bit different, bigger ball, and not quite as pointy as a football. So he's done a good job with that, working that. He'll learn the pad level. The first time he gets hit, he'll be able to adjust where he's at there. But I like the fact that he's got shorter steps initially. That's a good thing as a running back. If you're a long strider in there, you got to really work on making it through those tight adjustments that you have to make. So he seems to have a nice feel, though.
What was your initial impression of Wiley and kind of just considering he has an opportunity here with Blake Bell no longer here for that third position?
Yeah, I liked what I saw. Big kid, could change direction. He was a good blocker in college, so we'll see how that transfers. I thought he caught the ball well for the most part. And have retained information, so I thought he did a pretty good job there.
Andy, I wonder if you could backtrack to this time last year. You're getting ready to have OTAs and some of the vets come in, obviously. Is there something about the tone that was set this time of last year that you thought was pretty effective?
I would tell you they came back with a purpose last year, which is important at this time of the year. As simple as that sounds with all the time that you've got before the season starts. And I tell you, they had the same thing this year. They were, maybe it's because they were away from each other in phase one and other teams were together and they saw that. But when they got back, they were working. And working fast and hard and aggressive and, or as aggressive as you can be in this camp, but aggressive. Working to get better on the things that they need to get better at.
Well, the last few, Adam, Blair, and then Todd. Go ahead, Adam.
Andy, I wanted to ask about Carson Wentz. So ever since Pat's been here, you've had a guy, a backup, kind of toward the end of his career in that spot. Not that Wentz hasn't played a lot, but he's maybe in a different category than those other two. Is it maybe less important to have a guy in that room with Pat that doesn't have all that experience? Is that less important?
Yeah, I still like having that. Adam, I thought Blaine did a nice job when he was here last year. Carson, I know, did a nice job when he worked with the Rams. Had a nice game actually for him right at the end there. But I welcome him in. We talked to him last year when we were talking to Blaine, and he was holding off for an opportunity possibly to start. So, but it was good to get him in this position. And if he has an opportunity to play, he has an opportunity to play. But we'll just see how it goes. But he's really handled it well since he's been here. He's a good football player. I like him.
Blair?
Andy, we're going to get a chance to talk to Phil Brooks again, just your thoughts on him and what does it take for a guy in his position to make an impact?
Yeah, just probably reps and time. Just give him the more you get, the better you're going to get. Familiar with all the calls and all the looks that you're going to see, and that's probably the most important things. I'd tell you that really for all of them.
You guys aren't working on this stuff on the field yet. You probably won't really be able to do it until training camp, but the new kickoff rule, what's your background study been like? How much more time are you guys spending on that, just trying to maybe guess what it's going to be like when you get there on the practice field? affecting your roster as well.
Yeah, Tobes jumped right into it. So he's worked with the guys, and you know, we can only use bags, so it's we're not. But at least you get an idea of angles, distances, what the kickers have to do, so on. So, but he jumped right in with it, and it's obviously going to take some time to learn, and there's no better time than right now.
It's an unknown, but you like the idea of the rule?
Yeah, no, I do. It's different, so I'm not afraid of changes, never really have been. This is different. It looks like it's going to be exciting. I'm fired up to see how it looks, as long as it goes in our direction.
Thanks,
Coach.
All right, so that was Andy Reid as rookie minicamp already in the books. Time flies just like that. You know?
Didn't realize it was starting.
It's already over, Cody.
So Friday.
It's done. It is done again. They're not in pads. No need to react too heavily one way or the other. Just a couple things there. Was complimentary of just about every single player he was asked about, which is what you would expect.
We were correct about the BYU connection.
Yep, with Kingsley, and said that overall, he's doing a nice job learning. But it's also interesting when they come back for the next phase. You know, how many of them still remember some of the things they learned? It's like it's all really like just trying to get their feet
slowly
wet, and ultimately, it's not going to even be until we get to St. Joe when the pads are on before you can, to me, really start to have a good idea. I mean, I'm sure Xavier Worthy, when he's wearing shorts and a T-shirt,
looks incredible.
I'm sure he looks amazing.
I think Oladukun, the third-string quarterback who's been running these drills, he'd said he's a first-round. He called him a dog. Said he's a first-round pick for a reason. I'm like,
good.
I'm sure with a group of players, some of which weren't even drafted, won't even make it to St. Joe, I imagine he looks like the best damn player on the field, or at least I hope so. Or if the guy who looks better than him, I guess sign his ass now if he's looking better even on this situation than there. But, yeah, it's rookie minicamp. I'm not going to get blown away.
Right.
The Carson Wentz thing was interesting to me. Of all the things in there, the fact that the Chiefs had reached out to him last year.
I think it was Nate Taylor's reporting back when Wentz signed.
Yeah, so, the idea that the Chiefs had reached out to them again and was interested in him last year before they went back to Blaine does tell you that they've always thought he'd be a perfectly fine backup quarterback for him. Interesting that Carson was still holding out for the starting job.
That was his story, though.
Coming to Kansas City, that's giving up on the starting job. That's you're right. Done. You're the backup here. You got no chance, no window, no hope. Like, the only chance is somebody goes down for a couple of games, you show the league something you haven't shown them in a couple of years, which is a long shot, as you well know, in the league, versus getting in a situation where someone might bench a quarterback they don't trust anymore.
Yeah, he knows where he's at in his career. But Nate Taylor reported when they signed Carson Wentz that a year ago, yes, they really wanted him, and that was the reporting at the time, that Carson Wentz thought he could still be a starter. He ended up not being a starter, of course, and signed with the Rams and ended up playing a game or whatever last year with Matthew Stafford being hurt. I think that's what happened. And so now he's probably accepted at a point in his career. And if you're the Chiefs, you know, you and I were talking about backup quarterbacks a little bit. If you're the Chiefs, I'll always take the veteran with experience. That's the path that Andy's usually taken. It's why they did not keep Shane Buechele and they decided to keep Blaine Gabbert during preseason, despite Shane Buechele looking good in preseason games. So it's, you know, Carson Wentz, having a guy that has experience backing up Mahomes, if you need a spot start or you need a drive like Chad Henne.
The idea of just getting the career back up at some point.
Carson Wentz is young enough where he could be here for another 5 years, right? I mean,
Carson Wentz
is 31. I mean, if you want, he could be the backup for 5 years. What's to say he can't?
Just a career backup.
Go make some money, 5 years, hold a clipboard, and don't get hit.
The one thing I'll say is, I feel like guys like Carson Wentz, that level, never commit to 5 years of being a backup. They just get out of the league before that, don't you think?
Who knows? I don't know. I mean, he's the second overall pick, so he got the big payday already in his career and all that. He's not like it's financially he has to stay in the league.
Sure.
But if you love being around football, and I would imagine being around a team that's winning as much, even if you're a backup, is pretty damn fun. So who knows, man?
I didn't know I was supposed to start rating this early.
I was wondering. I could tell you were looking at something. I'm like, you're like, weird look. And I'm like, what's going on behind me?
Yeah, it's just starting
rain.
Raining.
Dude, we've had so much rain in the air. This is why the Royals game tonight got bumped up from 6:40 to 6:10 because of severe weather. But yeah, it's constantly raining, man. Although I think the next 2 days is supposed to be nicer once we get through today. So
never going to mow.
You got to sneak in the mow before the heavy rain,
too
you
late.
Know? Is the yard getting out of hand?
It's not out of hand, but it's
Drew offered to help at one point, if I remember. He offered to help.
He's not driving all the way to my house just to mow.
He offered, though.
Yeah, I did. I will say that is
he's already backtracking.
And he's moving further away from me.
No, I'm definitely closer. Definitely moving closer.
By about 5 or 10 minutes, maybe.
Wait.
He's moving out to the Legends, isn't he?
Yes. Closer to me?
Slightly. I think
because you can take the highway.
Highway access saves him about 5 or 10 minutes highway.
That kind of makes sense. Okay.
It's still not close, though. It's still a 25.
Close to me.
Still at a 20-minute drive for
just
you.
Just a mow?
Not worth it.
But you're paying them good money, right? I heard you were offered $80 every time.
A mow? I might as well just pay a professional.
You're trying to say that he can't be a pro?
I think a pro could do the job better than Drew, yeah.
Wow, Drew.
$80 a mow.
Drew was talking very highly on his landscaping.
I do not take offense. I will say this. If you want to cut a certain way, I can cut it a certain way.
No, I just literally, I want it shorter than it is now.
He doesn't need the patterns.
I'll be honest. We're not Sunday striping it at my house. I do three things to my yard. I mow it so that it's shorter.
Okay.
I take the weed eater and I like.
Trim a little.
Yeah. I make sure it's not like building up around like the mailbox or a tree. I don't edge. I like trim it so that it doesn't, but you know, I'll take it like all the way down the sidewalk. And then when the bushes or like what else gets too long, I trim that stuff up.
Drew actually takes a ruler and makes sure it's level.
By the way, I did look it up. It is 1 minute closer.
1 minute. It's slightly closer.
You and I just got closer, Drew. When are you moving to the new place, man?
Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Moved up, didn't it?
It did.
Yeah, I was saying.
Saturday?
It's happening quicker.
It was supposed to be a week from tomorrow, but it moved up to the 11th because They misspoke. They meant the 11th, but they said the 14th because I asked, can we have the 14th? And they said,
the current place knows you're gone.
Yes. And we're going to get our deposit back. And
beautiful.
All that stuff.
They've already agreed to give you the deposit back?
They said we would get our deposit back.
Ooh, good. I like that. 100% of that deposit. You make sure it's 100%
nice.
Of that.
Nice. There you go.
And you didn't have to sue them. You had to threaten, maybe, but you know, you didn't have to do it.
Somebody said they'll cut your yard for $75 cheaper than me. I never gave a figure.
I said 80.
So is this guy's going to do it for $5? Come on over, sir.
He'll cut it for $75. Not cutting $75 off the price.
I was like, come on
$5
over.
$5. Cody's going to have someone mowing his yard for free, basically.
It's like the 1960s. $5. I was trying to pay
I spend more money on gas.
My nephew who used to cut it, I was trying to get his younger brother to cut it.
Mm.
Kids
just don't want to work these days. They still want
to
work.
That's what's about
people
to come
are
out.
Motivated differently by different amounts of money.
Sure.
I don't think he's motivated enough by money to be like, yeah, okay, I'll come mow your grass.
Oh, so no, you're saying that he's trying to be a businessman. He's like, I'm not working for that money. I need a little bit more if I'm going to mow your grass.
He has a job this summer. So like, it's not that he's not willing to work. Yeah, maybe he just doesn't want to feel like driving over and taking the time. Or maybe he just doesn't want to cut grass. Maybe he'd rather the summer job he has is sitting on like a he's like a boat patrol, man.
Well, that sounds way more fun.
Well, then mowing my of course it's more fun. Are you kidding me?
Boat like, patrol.
Well, I'll be honest.
His older brother used to do it. That's why I thought maybe he wanted both his old gigs, you know? Mowing my grass and boat patrol.
What sort of mower do you have?
It's an electric mower.
Okay, but is it like a push or is it like a riding mower?
No, it's a put. I mean, it. You know,
self-propelled is what he's asking.
Self-propelled. Yeah, but it's not a riding mower. I don't have like a zero turn.
Okay.
Is that good enough for you?
Zero turn? Would I even care to pay somebody if I had a zero turn mower?
Drew,
it took me 5 seconds to mow my grass.
I'm used to a push mower. I'm used to struggling going up hills.
You got to go self-propelled, man.
I'm used to the struggle.
Have you seen my front yard? Would you want to push that thing up the hill? I live on like a little, like gold. My hill's kind of steep. It would not be fun if that thing was not self-propelled.
Well, even if it is self-propelled, it's not like it's is it good enough to go up all by itself? Because okay,
self-propelled usually once it gets momentum, it just kind of
maybe I'm doing it wrong, but I go side to side. I'm never walking straight up the hill.
It's a good idea. That's probably smart.
I'm going horizontal.
Yeah,
right?
Smart.
I mean, is that not the play?
I don't know what the correct way of doing it is. I don't know how much it matters.
Am I doing this wrong? Text line 913-586-7610.
No, you would have to knowing your yard now.
Gotta get rid of the electric.
Going down the hill, you would be. You'd have to be going slow.
My parents had a yard once. My mom had a yard once where it was so steep in the front. We used to mow one part of the grass by lowering a rope.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dude, it was so steep you couldn't walk on it.
What?
It was that steep. We would just lower the rope.
Yeah, that's wild. You got to go just original like gas power, man. I need to smell that gasoline when you're when you're mowing the yard, man. Yes. None of this electric lawnmower stuff.
This price getting better by better. Someone says I charge $40 a yard. So unless it's a huge yard, my price is getting lower and lower.
Okay,
I went from $80 to 75 to 40.
I'll be totally honest with you. For the drive that I'd have to do how much gas
you'd
is, I think 40 to 50 is your guy.
Yeah,
that's who you need to go with.
Yeah, you'd need more for your gas. You can use my mower though. You don't have to use gas in the mower. You can just use my mower.
Hmm. How often do you want it mowed? Is this like a once a week thing, or is this
every couple of weeks? Is fine.
Every other week?
Yeah, every 10 to 14 days is fine. Again, I'm not trying
to get a lot of rain. It just depends.
I'm not trying to win an award here. Okay. Just trying to.
Oh, believe me, if I'm mowing your grass, you will have the best yard on the block.
You hearing this?
I like the confidence. I do not have the worst yard on the block.
Well, this is the thing.
But I don't have the best.
I just said I can make it the best lawn, but you just said you didn't care. So you should go with the $40. Yeah, whoever's offering that, that is your person.
Someone says you should mow it at a 45. I'm not doing that.
They're trying to help you out.
Mow it at a 40.
Get out a protractor to mow my grass. Pass.
Going diagonal? I don't know if you're... That'd be
on
tough.
My yard, it would suck. That would be because you're still just walking straight uphill.
Yeah.
Mow the backyard, by the way, takes 10 minutes to mow. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, because you got 8 decks back
there. Yeah, the decks take up all the space. Square
footage. Yeah, there's not much square footage of grass.
Backyard's nothing. I'll mow that every time. Matter of fact, if you'll do it for the right price, you don't have to mow the back. I'll knock that one out for you.
I've never... Someone else said they what you said. There's a lady off of 27th and Truce that does that with a rope and mower on the hill all the time.
Dude, you really? Would not...
That seems... I'm just paying for somebody to do it. I'm not taking a rope to go and mow the yard.
We had to do a rope the first time somebody lost one off the front of the rock wall, and the mower's like, boom. You're like, we're not doing that anymore. Game over. We have to, you know, you had to do the rope instead. I'm not the only person who's had to do that before, I don't think. My current yard does not require
that.
You just
pay somebody at that point.
I think we're going to try to plan to go back to Indy over Memorial Day weekend, and I'm going to mow my parents' grass. Like I'll tell them, hey, don't worry about mowing.
Like you really want to do this?
He misses it, man.
I haven't done that in a long time. I used to mow my parents' yard, but this was back in high school.
I'm lying to one of my kids is old enough to like.
Sure. Desmond's going to be mowing the yard here.
First damn chore I'm handing off is the grass. Before anything else, like do your own. No, I'll do all of it.
12-year-old Desmond, that's what you got to look forward to, man.
Ruby. They're going to share this damn job.
All you got to do is tell them to. All you got to do is pop the headphones on. You're good to go.
I'll pay them.
It's time well spent.
Put on some headphones and
I'll teach them the value of their work. I'll pay them. I'm like, you know, they're not to do it for free.
Just chill out. Also, if you make it, here's how you get them to make it. If you give them like a bonus, like, hey, if you cut these lines, pristine,
I don't care about the lines though.
No, I know, but that's how you sell them on it. I'm going to give you like a $5 bonus. If this is primely cut and I don't have to go out with the weed whacker or whatever and fix it. Tonight, it's an extra $5.
Cody's more critical on how many ways he cuts his sandwich than his yard. Three ways on the sandwich is why, if you were listening to the random question of the day.
I care more about that than the yard. I did think about some of the other things that could go on the sandwich. Lots of choices for us on.
Yes, it turns out sandwiches, there's a lot of varieties.
Like sauces, or you're talking about cheese? Or
how many cheeses
cheddar,
do you think?
Mozzarella, Havarti, cream cheese, Colby Jack. Did I say Gruyere? Blue, Swiss.
Mm-hmm. All those cheeses, man.
Swiss cheese is really good to
drop
all those. It might be now. Woo. A lot of cheeses could be on the.
That's one kind of grilled cheese, man. Think about all those cheeses on one sandwich.
Give me a ham and Swiss melted on some bread. Yes. That sounds great.
Drew's going to be going to Jason's Deli or McAllister's on the way home is what it sounds
like. I think
we're
all going to eat on the way home. That's
sounds good. All right. Deli sandwich.
Coming up next, we'll get to what's trending, the great roast of Tom Brady last night, and what executives are saying about the Chiefs this upcoming season.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on what's trending, the Royals back in action tonight. They begin a series with the Milwaukee Brewers, but the start time has been moved up a half hour due to some of the weather in the KC area. So it's not a 6:40 first pitch. If you've got tickets tonight, it's now 6:10 right here on 610 Sports Radio. That means Vern's On Deck show starts at 6 o'clock this evening. You get Colt Reagan's on the bump, so hopefully they can snap the little two-game slide and get back on track against Milwaukee.
I hope that they get it in. Looks like that rain already stopped. Briefly showed up.
One cloud of rain. Like one cloud of rain that poured down.
Pretty heavy
us,
there for a minute, and then it just disappeared. So apparently we're fine. Next up on What's Trending, Kyle Larson wins the Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway in the closest ever cup finish. Our guy Drew was on hand to see the photo finish at the end of the race. Can I ask you a question, Drew, about the track? As someone who doesn't follow racing a lot, is Kansas Speedway considered one of the better tracks on the tour, or is it like, is it a track players like, or, you know, like racers like coming to?
With the new car, the next gen car, it has been maybe the best performing track with that car in terms of passing and action. I mean, yesterday during the first stage, they said that was the best 80 laps we've seen all year long. And then the finish, of course, was outstanding. And like last year's race that we went to in the fall was fantastic. Another photo finish at the end. So it's provided the best racing maybe than any other track.
How many crashes were there yesterday?
There was a period of time where there was like three or four in a row, actually. They couldn't get going on a restart. But there was maybe three to four cautions that were racing incidents compared to just stage ends. So it was really fun. It was great.
What, a 3 to 5 hour rain delay or something like that?
Yeah, race time originally was 2:15, 2:13 was green flag. Didn't end up going until about 5:13. So about, 3 hours.
Someone says it's the best mile and a half, according to the A16.
Yes, it is the best mile and a half by far.
Did you tailgate or whatever? What was the...
I do not tailgate, and our guy Rob Collins was covering the event. Do not like covering NASCAR events because I want to enjoy it as a fan. Like, that is the experience. I do not tailgate, though.
Okay, I wasn't sure. You brought in a cooler and stuff like that.
We did bring in a cooler, though, with some snacks and drinks, and saved a lot of money.
I bet. That is cool that they let, that is cool they let you do that, though, for NASCAR. All right, next up on What's Trending, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. We're probably visiting the LA Chargers today. Coming off, of course, his worst season in the NFL. He's still one of the veteran receivers available on the market. We'll see if the Chargers add him to their wide receiver room. My guess is maybe he's going to take a couple more visits. We shall see. He can be kind of sit back and pick from a couple options at this point. Now that it's pretty clear the big contracts or multi-year deals aren't happening, you're going to have to try to go a one-year prove-it type of deal and try to bounce back if you're MVS.
I would think so. I mean, look, that's not going to scare me away or anything. I'm not going to be terrified of the idea that MVS heads to the Chargers. I just do not like their wide receiver unit at all. I don't know about you guys, but
I like the McConkey pick, right? And he's part of the group now.
Yeah,
Quinn Johnson I liked last year,
but it's like they need McConkey to be good. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like for this year, I don't like it. You're right. Going forward, the McConkey pick could still be good because yeah, I was fine with that pick overall. But yeah, still, I wonder. Next up on What's Trending, NBA action tonight. You get Pacers Knicks game one. Timberwolves Nuggets will be facing game two. Minnesota currently has got a 1-0 lead in that series.
How about Minnesota on the road, man? Game one, they go and beat up on the Nuggets, and Anthony Edwards continues to be fantastic. And so I like that. And then we'll see if the Knicks can keep their momentum going against Drew's Indiana Pacers.
I think they're going to try. Look, at least they're fun. Been a long time since the Knicks mattered in an NBA playoff run.
It's good for,
because the East
good
has
for the NBA.
Been so open this year. They got a good shot there.
When Reggie Miller is going to be broadcasting game two, so he's going to be there at the Garden. Hopefully Spike Lee's there. I mean, the whole rivalry.
It's going to feel like the
Knicks. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That is What's Trending here on Cody and Gold. Before we get into the roast of Tom Brady last night, some of the highlights from that, including the Chiefs getting a mention, and Chiefs fans, I should say, getting a mention, what I thought was a fantastic overall event that they put on Netflix Live last night. The Athletic put together a survey to multiple executives across the NFL and asked them kind of their thoughts on the draft picks and how it impacted the team. And so the Athletic, of course, had GMs where they were discussing Xavier Worthy. And it's not so much Xavier Worthy as much as it is the way the Chiefs need to win this year. And it's funny because they won the Super Bowl, but the executive, and we don't know who it is, but a executive suggested, hey, the Chiefs need to blow out teams. They need to have more big plays so they can blow out teams. It takes a lot of stress and pressure off of them, which I don't disagree. I don't know if it's like that has to happen, but it definitely makes your job easier if you don't have to consistently go on 15 play drives and get holding calls or false start penalties, and that forces you to have a stalled drive. We saw that last year. So I think that's true. I don't know if it's like, man, if they don't do that this year, they're screwed because they didn't do it at all last year and they won the Super Bowl.
No, like, again, some of the things we talk about with the Chiefs do not mean no hope, they're screwed, they can't win because of this. No, that's definitely not it. They can absolutely win, even if they don't blow teams out. That's what they did last year. That's what they did in the last couple of years. They haven't been a team that's blown people out a bunch over and over and over again. So it's fine. But I also understand like the GM's point on this, which is they're going to make their lives easier across the board and in winning games and not having to fight to the last damn snap of every single game if they can just blow a team out here or there. And the easiest way to do that, and you and I both know this, is to occasionally get a massive play. That's how they used to blow teams out, Gold. They would get some huge play in the second quarter, third quarter. And when you get like 160-yard touchdown, you put a team on their heels, you score on three possessions in a row, and game over. They haven't had that lately. Worthy would seem to supply that in a way they haven't had in a while. The real question is, are they capable of getting the damn ball? Multiple times last year, Patrick Mahomes put a ball down the field near a wide receiver. And yes, a couple of times. Didn't turn into anything. Can Worthy turn it into something?
It's not even, I know the question in the articles about the first round pick. I think the answer to some of this is just Hollywood Brown, right? I mean, he's the vertical threat as well. So much of the focus is on Worthy. I get it. But the big plays, if they're going to have them this year, I think they're most likely coming from Hollywood Brown, actually. Like, if you're going to pinpoint one single player that is likely
to
have.
Worthy gets one.
Well, that'd be great.
In 17 games, who cares?
That'd be great. And I think there's a chance that once a week, if I'm the Chiefs, every game, I would take one deep shot down the field with Xavier Worthy when you have that kind of speed. I would test him. One game, or one play at minimum a game to try to see. But I think overall, if you were to say at the end of the year, who do I think has more 25-plus yard plays? You know, maybe you still think it's Kelsey, but I think Hollywood Brown has a chance to be the answer.
Kelsey led the league in that a couple of years ago, so it's hard for me to not think it's him. And Hollywood Brown's had one of those other, like the MVS problem, where his yards per catch have come back closer to normal versus the early part of his career when everything was for 20 yards. I think part of the idea is that they should be able to work together in that regard, where this is why they're doing what you and I talked about. They needed a speed infusion. They needed more players capable of that level of explosion. And they just didn't have it for a while. Now they got more than one player who can go down the field and get it. I think why it could be important for the Chiefs from a really big picture perspective, like a 20,000, 30,000 foot view, is you don't need guys grinding out harder than normal snaps in the fourth damn quarter of a game that shouldn't be close anyway against the Patriots. I'd like them to be in a Patriots game in the fourth quarter where Chris Jones isn't even on the damn field, and it doesn't matter, dude. That's the snaps I want to save for a team that's got to play 20 games a year, 21 games a year. I just want them like taking five snaps off twice a year. I know it doesn't add up a lot, but over the course of time, maybe don't get yourself beat up over, you know, meaningless football plays.
There's probably truth to that. I don't know how often it happens in the NFL anyway. I mean, we were talking about margins of victory at some point last year, I think, or maybe 2 years ago. And remember, the argument was like, well, they're just not, even when they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I was like, well, they're not blowing teams out. Remember, that was the whole thing with the spread. Like, people are like, oh, you know, they're just not covering or whatever it may be. In the NFL, man, blowouts just don't happen very often. Now, the Chiefs didn't have the big plays, and so, yeah, they were having fourth quarters that were extremely competitive down to the final drives. But
plenty of games they won. It didn't stop them from winning games.
Sure, they won. I mean, they won the Super Bowl, and they won the Super Bowl. I mean, so I think that in college we see 14-plus point wins all the time. All the time. In the NFL, man, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but how many times did a team win by 14 points? Or in the NFL, I would argue anything over a touchdown is almost a blowout. I mean, the margin, there's a reason why the spreads for NFL games typically are usually in that 2.5 to 6 point range. It's just not often. I mean, that's why it's always a huge deal. We're like, man, can you, they're 11.5 point favorite this week. You know, it's one of the bigger spreads of we've seen all year. Like, it just doesn't happen. It's the NFL. Yes, there's a gap between the Chiefs and the team that has the second overall pick in the draft, no doubt. But still, it's not like college where the crappiest team in your conference is just so bad that you're going to win by 30 points or 25 points. It just doesn't really happen in the NFL.
No, it's quite a bit different than that. I consider anything over 10 a comfortable victory. Look, blowout is probably more than that, but comfortable victory, 10 or more. You're up 2 scores in the fourth quarter, victory's comfortable. You're the Chiefs, you're not going to lose that damn game, okay? You're up 10 points, 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. I don't care if the game ends up being by 4 points. You're not sweating it. Because you're the Chiefs and you can move the ball enough to do that and all of these other things to go with it. So, like, I don't fear it the same way. But, I do kind of understand. And, look, I don't necessarily think that he's, like, I don't even think what those GMs are saying is being critical. I think what they're saying is that's an element they've missed, which is something we all know. The Chiefs know it. Why do you think the Chiefs went after Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy? They wanted speed. They wanted to be able to have a home run play to give themselves some more margin. The one thing about the home run play that the Chiefs really missed the last couple of years, which is why it's been that same sweat that we're talking about, is it gives you more margin to screw things up and it doesn't matter. Like in that Detroit Lions game, not did he catch the ball and go the distance. It's just if in the second quarter they got a massive play for 60 yards that led to any kind of score. It didn't even have to be that led to a score. Well, then Tony dropping, it doesn't cost you the football game. You can still win the football. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just more margin for error. That's all they're looking for. They don't need help winning games. They win a lot of games, but more margin for victories, not a bad thing.
They needed the vertical threat, and that was pretty clear last season, and they went out and found two pieces that I think could help them in that area in a massive way. Last night, did you guys watch the full Tom Brady roast? It was the greatest roast of all time, Tom Brady. So it was live on Netflix. Kevin Hart was the host. It's the first of many of that like series they're going to do that Netflix plans on having over the years. The fact that it was live made it a little more unique anyway. It was at the Kia Forum there in LA. So they had a sold out crowd. You know, Gronk was there and Edelman was there. Belichick was kind of one of the surprise roasters of the event. You also, of course, had all kinds of comedians that roast for a living at times, if you will. And so I thought the whole thing exceeded all my expectations. You know, going in, you're like, okay.
And I'm like, I'm so Tom Brady fatigued. I'll just be out of
it. I thought the whole thing was great though, man. And if anybody watched a roast, like, nothing's really off limits. That's what's fun. And it's not normal to see a player or an athlete or a figure that's kind of viewed as just like the golden boy, if you will, Tom Brady, like being willing to put himself in that spot.
Yeah.
And that's what made it.
It comes with a lot of risk. And there was jokes were biting. And
oh, there was. Yeah.
Pointed.
I mean, there's a lot of clips we can't play.
I mean, they're making jokes about his wife having sex with a different person and stuff. I mean, it was.
Oh, there were plenty of, Tom Brady, your wife left you jokes throughout the evening. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few that we can't play on the show. You can seek out yourself. But this was Bill Belichick, who was roasting Gronk at one point last night, too.
A lot of people, you know, kind of connected me with a saying called, you know, do your job, and telling people to do their job. And Gronk, Gronk, I've been watching you on Fox NFL Sunday, and I'm begging you, please, stop doing your job. Do another job. Do somebody else's job.
That was a good line there from from Belichick. Other than Brady, I think Gronk took the most heat last night of everybody.
He's low-hanging fruit.
That's what it was. No, I mean, everybody that went up, and like everybody roasts everybody, but I feel like Gronk got the most attention. Then Tom Brady, of course, the night comes to an end, and the guy that's getting roasted has an opportunity to roast everybody else. And Tom Brady took some shots at NFL teams, and at the very end, he took a shot at the Chiefs.
I don't want to get the NFL too upset. I'm trying to buy a piece of the Raiders. I'm tired of owning just the Colts and the Bills. Buffalo fans call themselves the Bills Mafia. How are you the Mafia? At least the Mafia has a ring you can kiss. And while we're at it, screw Colts fans. Colts are just Broncos who don't Kansas City, you say your stadium is the loudest. It helps when all your fans are 14-year-old girls. And in honor of Tay-Tay, let's take a look at the Chiefs' eras. Terrible for 50 years, good for five. Shake it off.
So that was Tom Brady.
By the way, isn't that the Patriots' history? Like, they were good for only the Tom Brady run, but stink outside of him?
Right. But again, it's a roast and it's a joke. There's always holes in every joke. It was fine.
It was a massive hole in that one.
The jokes throughout the night were terrific. Obviously, took a shot. I actually take it as a compliment if I were Chiefs fans. Tom Brady, during his roast, is mentioned in Kansas City. That's where we're at. 5 years ago, 7 years ago, the Chiefs weren't getting mentioned during Tom Brady's roast. I can promise you that. So I take it as a compliment, and it's a roast. Everybody's supposed to take some heat. That's how it goes. There were so many moments. I don't know what you guys thought was maybe the favorite that you could repeat on air, but Edelman, I thought Edelman was really, really good when he went after Belichick, basically saying like Belichick one day at practice was like, hey, the Foxborough High School team, you know, could do better than that. And then Edelman's like, hey, a-hole. He's like, the Foxborough High School is the only team or only job you can have right now or whatever. That was pretty good from Edelman. There were some really strong moments, I thought, throughout the night. I was surprised how good Edelman was.
Yeah, Edelman was really good. Now, he does a podcast and stuff, too. So I think just some people are better at being naturally entertaining.
Mm.
Tom Brady was the worst at delivering the jokes outside of Gronk, I thought. Gronk's just wasn't clean.
No, but I thought Belichick did a better Gronk job. Funny is because you expected it not to be smooth.
Sound
from
it
Gronk
out, Tom.
Kevin Hart, that was good. When Gronk lost his spot on the teleprompter, and Kevin Hart on the mic then is like, just sound it out, Gronk. Just sound it out. That was funny. Kevin Hart did a nice job with the entire thing as well. And I think it was cool to see Belichick, Brady, and Gronk, not Gronk, and Kraft up there. They all did shots together. And so I would view it as a success. Like if they're going to do it again, Netflix having a live roast, I'm sure they're thrilled with how it went. I mean, it honestly went as good as it could possibly go.
Do you think Patrick Mahomes will ever do something like that?
Hmm.
Will Patrick Mahomes at the end of his career do a live Netflix roast?
I don't know about a roast, but he's going to have a lot of the same opportunities. If he wants to do it, he will, right? I mean, he'll have the chance to do it.
He's so much squeakier clean than.
Well, that's. At this point, who knows what else, right? I mean,
Travis is more likely, I think, to do a roast actually than Patrick Mahomes.
Sure, right.
And Travis has got more ammunition, right? You get a joke about the dating show,
correct?
Taylor Swift and whatever the accusations of him being cheat, whatever the nonsense is that's come up over the years. Patrick Mahomes, I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm not just saying this because he is one of the squeakiest clean players in the league right now on purpose. Patrick Mahomes is very. I don't think he'll ever do it. He is. Very protective
I do think
of his
so.
Image. So unless something changes there in the next 10 or 15 years, I don't know why he'd do it. I'm surprised Tom Brady would
in 15 years from now, though, a lot of these same things he'll have a chance to do if he wants to. Whether he chooses, sure, that's fair. He'll have the opportunity to do a lot of the same stuff that we've seen Brady have. Whether it's, you know, even this 10-part doc that was on Apple about the Patriots, the Chiefs will have something like that in 15 years. I mean, all that kind of stuff, history will
Assuming
repeat itself.
It keeps going, I mean, I don't know if it's 10-part, you got to have a lot
it
of...
It probably doesn't need to be 10 parts anyway. The Patriots didn't need to be 10 parts. points.
No, God, no.
The fact, too, that Travis is with Taylor Swift and that celebrity circle as well, that I'm sure that there's some stuff that Taylor has shared with other people that's just a funny story that nobody knows about.
Do you know how much Netflix would pay for a Travis Kelce roast in which Taylor Swift attended?
Would she even attend, though?
Yeah, yes.
Because you guys would have to pay trillions of dollars. Would she, though? Because you guys, I mean, at a typical roast, and it happened last night. I mean, like, nothing's really off limits, you know? And so I don't know. But it was entertaining. I don't know about
Maybe
you guys.
Not.
Three hours. It's pretty tough for, like, hey, 3 hours. That's pretty long. I was entertained throughout I didn't watch it live. I watched it, like, 2 hours after it already started because it was live, and then you could just watch it on Netflix. So I watched it till like, 12:30 or 12:45 last night, and I was like, oh, I'm going to probably end up turning it off. And next thing you know, it was 3 hours, and I was entertained, legit, laughed out loud multiple times. It was entertaining.
They did a good job with it. I mean, there's no doubt. I think Mahomes is just a different I just think he's different in that regard. Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes don't have to be the same person just because of both cutthroats on the football field. And I'd be surprised. Like, if I were Tom Brady, I just wouldn't have done it. Like you said, the off-limit stuff. If I have Tom Brady money, I got $500 million. I got a $400 million TV deal and all the money I made. I'm not standing up on stage while someone jokes about someone, like, performing a sex act on my wife. No, my ex-wife. No chance. I am not subjecting myself.
That's
to
what
that.
Made it fun is that somebody like him was willing to do it. That's sure. what made. That's why I.
That's why it's going to be tough to repeat.
And there's
that goes
a fat
back to
check.
Like the quarterback thing Correct. And all the other things. And yeah, look, the check's nice, but he doesn't need. You know,
I thought some of it was
a
charity too.
Check.
I could be wrong.
Tom has thick skin. Now we talk about this whole beef stuff going on. The accusations or the stuff that happened with Tom is a lot less,
sure.
I guess, complicated than. Cody and I were talking about the Cody and Drake or the Kendrick and Drake conversation that obviously is a little bit or other roasts. There's been more, I guess, sensitive stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bieber was roasted in that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about even you said squeaky. Tom Brady's still pretty damn squeaky clean. I know there's. The still pretty clean if you consider some whether athletes
like
or celebrities.
Like a normal divorce, like most.
Yeah. Like, and there were
half
a couple
of Americans.
Last night, I mean, there was probably seven Aaron Hernandez jokes, you know, out there. Edelman had a great joke. Again, I can't repeat it on the air. But just watch the thing if you really want. But Hernandez was joked about throughout. I think
somebody on Twitter posted a thread of clips from the
perfect. There you go. You can catch the highlights if you want to watch all 3 hours. But I thought it was worth it. Robert Kraft was there, Belichick. Ron Burgundy came back in his outfit. So Will Ferrell was there, but as Ron Burgundy, which was pretty funny throughout the whole deal. Harrison. I mean, they had a bunch of his teammates.
If Travis did do the roast, I think Patrick Mahomes would be one who actually did roast.
Sure.
Yes.
Because there's moments
and
from
he
camp.
Would, and he yeah. would get roasted,
and he
too.
He would get picked 100%. On a lot, too.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be very entertaining.
I just don't think he'll do it. Maybe I'm wrong. We should ask Pat the next time he's up at the podium. We should have
15,
someone ask.
15 plus years from now, we got to wait anyway, most likely. I mean, I guess Travis's could be earlier, but we'll see.
Got to do it while he's still... Like, Travis's could be 4 years from now, 3 years from now.
Could be.
I think Travis would do it.
Mahomes, if it's post-playing career, got a while.
We're back at it tomorrow. We'll have the general manager of the Royals, JJ Piccolo, check in with us. We'll get his thoughts on that report that maybe they had some interest in Luis Arraez, who got traded from the Marlins to the Padres. His thoughts on what the timeline could be for Alec Marsh now as he's wrapping up a rehab assignment. All that tomorrow on the show and more details. We think we got things ironed out for General MacArthur and our 9th Infantry coming up here in a few weeks. That's tomorrow right here on Cody and Gold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.